I'm originally from Nicaragua, and I came to the United States very, very young. I was 12. You know, when you're that little, your parents say you go here and you go there, and that's what you do. But I'm very grateful that the doors open and here I am. I became a midwife in Okinawa, Japan, when I had two of my children at home with a midwife there. And as I was having my pregnancies and as I was enjoying the idea that I was finally going to have a home birth, a wonderful midwife came in my path, and I was able to share with her and help her and help other mothers. So this topic this morning at 8 o'clock in the morning is the art of midwifery. And I know that I know in my heart that you're here today, not by an accident, but by very, 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 very specific doors that have opened for you, for you to come to this conference. I'm appreciative of your time. I'm appreciative of your attention. And I'm appreciative of your heart. Because in this job, in this, I will call it a profession, in the art of midwifery, it's all about your heart. It's all about your soul, and it's all about the joy, because without it, we get burned out. And so the doors open for me to work with Chan. And we have gone through the United States, and we've gone through Mexico, and throughout pretty much almost the world, in various places. And one of the themes that I see is when midwives are alone, they tend to want to burn out. Not that they want to, but it happens. So the first thing that I really want to know that you to know is that in your journey, you pick up friends to go hand in hand with you in this journey. That they will be with you when you are just falling apart, that they'll be with you in the joy, because it's really wonderful to have somebody beside you and you encouraging them and they encourage you. Before I say another word, I would like you to take your, yes, please, thank you. I would like you to write what brought you here? What was the moment that gave you the inspiration? Oh, aha, this is what I want to do. Midwifery. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. Yes, about midwifery. What was your catalyst? What did you see? The way that you experienced your birth, a friend. So as we take a minute, go ahead and as you write those, I'm having you write these ideas, and I would like you also to write them. You're going to give those to me. You're going to share those with me, if that's okay. If it's not okay, hang on to it. But if it's okay, please, we will share them, and then you will give them to me. I will need them. But the reason why I want you to have them is because I want you to know what got you to this place. Because as you go through this journey of midwifery, you will find that there's spaces that you are so tired, that you are so worn out, that you need to remember what got you to this place. And when you reread what you write, you grab those thoughts, you grab that idea, and it helps you to be able to re-energize and continue on the journey that you have been placed. I find that writing is really the most exquisite, wonderful thing Not that I'm a good speller, not that I'm a good writer, but that you put down the ideas. It's not about your grammar syntax, but it's about your ability to put thoughts into paper that will help you later on, that will help somebody else along the way. If you go to some foreign land that doesn't, that you don't have anything to read, pretty soon you really, really, really miss it. So part of your journey, and I'm sure I found that many, many of you do journal writing already, but if you don't, it's wonderful that you that you do write it and that you do have this to draw upon when you're tired. I found in talking to many midwives that part of knowing who they are, part of knowing midwifery, is to be able to look at the mother's eyes and to have the reflection of that beauty, of that love, and of that strength. Because you draw from that strength, their strength. I'm going to show you a clip, a video. I'm not sure if we should pause. So we just watched a video called Sabine. Sabine, the reason why I share this beautiful video with you is because I find that an art of midwifery is not just dealing with pregnancy, but it's dealing with the mom, her emotions, her care, her the way that she is with her husband, the way her, you know, just her environment. And so in the art of midwifery, you have to take all of those things under your belt. You have to put them, you have to find tools on how to be able to pick those things out, how to reach this mama in many, many, many levels, her family. One of the things that also I love about this video is that there's a continuum. It just doesn't stop when the baby is born, right? It continues. We see her till I think she's almost two. We didn't go that far, though. And the reason for that is because in midwifery, when I started learning it, it was, and it should still be, that you have a continuum with the parents that you see in your community, that you continue that closeness, that it doesn't stop because this mama had her baby. At 2 months after my baby was born, I called the midwife and I said, my husband and son have had a car accident. What do I do? Can you call your OB and say, you know, my husband just had a car accident, what do I do? But in the art of midwifery, that is one of the essences, that you are able to have that kind of relationship with the persons that you are going to be serving. Because it's about serving one another. It's not just what you get out of it, but it's really what you are bringing to this family. The respect, the honor, the ability to be able to take the parents and give them the strength, give them the tools to say, you can and you have been made to do this. Because through your journey, you will pick up these tools. Through this next 2 days, the whole conference, actually, you will pick up some of those tools. And through the ability to be able to record, you can pick up and you will be able to listen to it and put it in really in your heart. It doesn't have to be in your brain. You don't have to say, I need to remember all of this. But what you do need to do is you do need to say, you know, somebody taught something about this information and the ability to be able to go to your papers that you will take with you and to go back to that information. It's a key element of your journey. It's about not remembering, but how do you get to the information? How do you, through all these workshops that you go through, to the classes that you will take, through the parents that you will meet, again, it's really about being able to write things down and being able to go back and read the information. When you see this video, the other thing is that her water breaks. And then we go through a few days when, okay, we have to do this. Now, if this didn't work, we have to do this next. And that's the other part, that you don't just stop at A, but that you go and you find the information and you find network with all the other providers that are near you. This is not a one-man show. It really should not be. Because what we find is that if it is, then you will burn out. So my one thing that I want you to remember is that you to find somebody that will go alongside of you. Okay, be it your parents, your sisters, your friends. And also make pen and paper your friend. Because as you write things, you know, I love it when research comes out and proves me right. You know, as so many times lately, I've picked up a magazine, and there's a bit of research about how journaling is helping cancer patients, how journaling is helping them do their grieving, and then get beyond it and be able to heal. Many get stuck at one point. And in the art of midwifery, it's really, you are doing a lot of unstucking. Many of us are stuck in the stories that we've been told, the things that we've heard, we get stuck. And so part of what you will do throughout this conference is unstucking. It's really saying, you know what? I need this information to move on. I need to be able to take this information and preserve my heart, preserve my mind, because as you go through this journey, you will receive a lot of information that, while it's good, it can be extremely damaging to your soul and to your knowledge base. You need to have it. It's not like you shouldn't. You should know how to handle hemorrhages. But you should have the confidence that you will be studying it. There's people that will teach you what to do about it. And you will practice it, probably, most likely. And by practicing it, by being told, and by having that information, then you will be able to use it. And to know that you know, and you know her, that you know the information that you have. I find that when when we're in an emergency situation, the information that you have somewhere along the line have learned, somebody has told it to you, it really comes back for when you need it. I want you to remember those words, because when you fail a test, when you didn't do so well in a report that you handed it in, the information that you know what you wrote, the information that a test comes back to you saying you didn't do so well, is really when, it's at that space in time when you actually learn. When you actually, you know, it would be so easy if we could all get A's, and some of you do that because you're that type of person. You're able to look at the information and you can spit it out on a test form. I can't do that, girls. And that's why I'm here, and I take this so seriously when I say I want to do this workshop for those. I call you baby midwives, because I remember being a baby midwife, and I remember having that wonderful, inspiring moment of, this is what I want to do. I don't want to be a pilot anymore. oh, I want to be a midwife. And so all of a sudden, I couldn't do things in a test form. But my midwife was so gracious and so wonderful, and she goes, you know that information. You know that. So I want you to remember that when you're really questioning yourself, and you will, we all do, know that you haven't quite got it yet, or you will get it. And it's in those times and places that a light bulb comes on. Trust. Trust that you will get the information, and trust that whatever information is being told to you is what you will need somewhere along the line. Yeah. Okay. So I would like, let's see, maybe if we could do 5 people. And it's up to you. You can just stand up. If you could share with me what you wrote. So the best thing to do, can I have one person for starters? To share with me what the catalyst was. Can you come up here, because I want this in the mic.
What I wrote down, and it kind of developed a little bit over time, over about a year or so, the frustration of medicalized birth at a hospital, of a natural process, which usually doesn't require any medicalization.
Okay, can you tear it out and just put it here for me?
Okay, I wrote, when I was 18, my older sister allowed me to be part of her birth experience, and it was so beautiful. It showed me how women can birth beautifully and with strength.
I need a third person.
I arrived at this juncture in my life by witnessing and experiencing the fear, anxiety, stress, and abandonment that was so rampant in the medical model that I was in during my first pregnancy, as well as the women around me who were also pregnant. And during that time, I felt a profound drive or need at this point to reach out and give something that I so desperately needed myself and my friends during our entire childbearing year. And so now it's time for me to reach out and give back.